The US Report with Bob Tarlow.
Rumour files open 922 11 882. Get involved, win the $500 cash. The rumour file is open. If you've got a rumour, phone it through now, 922 11 882. You could win the cash. You could win it big. 922 11 882. G'day, Bob.
Hey, thank you, Basil, and hi there, Millsy. A Republican member of Congress, Christopher Collins, who represents part of New York State, was arrested by the FBI this morning. Collins, one of President Trump's earliest supporters, has been indicted in an insider trader case involving an Australian company. He had invested heavily in the Sydney-based biotech firm Innate Immunotherapeutics. He's now one of the company's biggest shareholders, owning 17% of the stock. That while he was sitting on a House committee that oversees healthcare policies. Innate was developing a drug intended to treat a form of multiple sclerosis. Last year, the congressman received inside word the trial of the drug had failed. Federal prosecutor Jeffrey Berman says Collins then illegally spread the news.
He tipped his son to confidential corporate information at the expense of regular investors, and then he lied about it to law enforcement to cover it up.
The 13-count indictment says the son tipped off his fiancée's father and others. They sold their shares fast.
And when the news of the drug's failure became public, the stock plummeted. In total, the conspirators used the inside information to avoid over $750,000 in losses.
Millsy, the congressman did not sell his own shares.
Bobby, is the congressman saying anything in his defense?
Not yet. We haven't heard anything directly from him, but an attorney for the congressman says his client has done nothing wrong and will be fully exonerated. Prior to the indictment, Collins was already under investigation by the House Ethics Committee. His spokeswoman had called the probe a partisan witch hunt. We've heard that term before somewhere. And today, Millsy and Basil, the Speaker of the House, Paul Ryan, is accusing the congressman of a clear violation of the public trust.